All right, so we are on Ayin Test Amud Aleph on the top of, we're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top of the page. But just to remind ourselves of where we were, on Ayin Ches Amud Beis, Rabbi Chanina had made a statement. And his statement was, if you want to look over there for a second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines from the top of Ayin Ches Amud Beis. So just to remind yourselves, Rabbi Chanina had said the following. He said, Am Rabbi Chanina Hashosik Amanas LeMekat. Mayfair afilu mekan va'ad yud yamim. Right, so basically, that even though we've like always assumed that when the husband is quiet, he hears, or I guess, or the father hears the young woman make a neder, and then he's quiet. So usually we said, so you have a day, right? You have that, the end of that day, whatever it is, to say something. If you don't say anything, if you're quiet, then it's chal, right? And Rabbi Chanina makes this kind of rather dramatic statement. No, but if you're quiet on purpose because you want her to kind of like worry that maybe you're going to say you, at some point you're going to be Mekayim, and it's just like to teach her a lesson, so then you have even 10 days to be Mekayim because your shtika was not for the purposes of being Mekayim. It was a shtika for the purposes of Lameka, right? To make her like worried about it, etc. And we've had multiple tries at trying to schlug up Rabbi Chanina to prove Rabbi Chanina wrong. So we're going to try. So we tried again on the bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Beis to do so by talking about the case of, you know, Chomer b'hakeim b'hefer, hefer b'hakeim, by finding Chomeras by Hafara that don't exist by Hakama, and Chomeras by Hakama that don't exist by Hafara. But the point was to pull out a case where the Gemara was talking, where the Mishnah was talking about, a shtika, which was, you know, for the purposes of Lamekat, and they said that's not true. It was just shoket stop. But the Gemara now, where we are, in 6 lines down in Ayin Testament Aleph, says, well, Eshkechan Chomer b'hakeim, where we found in that brisa, we had an example of a chumra by a case of kiyum. And if you're being Mekayim, there's a situation where being Mekayim is more chumor than when you're doing hafara. But now the Gemara wants to me behefer, but behefer mi behakemi minalan. But how do I have a situation where, what would be an example where hafara would be more chamor than hakama? Okay, where do we have such a case? So Am Rav Yochanan, the following: nishalin ala hakem ve'inishalin ala hefer. Well, because he says, you know, we have a rule that if you went ahead and you were mekayim, you could go back and be shoel, right? You can say, if I would have known that what would happen, the consequences, I never would have been Mekayim. But that's only true by Kiyum, it's not true by Hafara. If you would go ahead and do a Hafara, if you look at the Ran's like, I don't know, almost right in the middle. Nish'al Nahal HaKim. Just look a bit before that for 1 second. Chomer b'hafer minalan, or how do you find a situation where there's a chomer by Hafara? So it says the Ran, lav dafka minalan. It doesn't really necessarily mean nalan. Tahalobai ela my nihu, meaning minalan usually is like, what's your source in the Torah, right? Give me a pasuk minalan usually, right? What's the drasha? So it says, well, it's not really asking minalan, but rather it's just asking, give me an example, right? My nihu, what would be an example of such a thing? So chomer shel hafara, the time when hafara is more chomer. And what's the example? Nish alon halakim sheim hakim yachol lishayalav. Right, if I was Mekayim, my wife's nether, I can go back and say, you know what, I go to Talmud Chacham and say I was a mistake. Right, but oso yom shmiya v'yachal afir bo bayom. Right, the same day. So I heard her make the nether. I was said okay, it's mukuyam. And then the same day, I'm like, that actually wasn't really. I didn't mean to do that. And I can go back and be mefer during the same day. Right, but ein yishal ha'afir. Right, but afshim hafar shuv enu yachal yishal levata oso afara. Right, so here's a chumra by hafar that you don't have by hakama. The hafar is permanent, right? There's a final sale. There's no going back. There's no refunds. You can't go back. If you did a hafara, it's over. So that's a chumra by hafar. This is just the side point that the Gemara is making. Fine. Okay. But now we want to go back to try again and bring a contradiction or to disprove Rabbi Chanina's point about shosek amanas lameka. That's not correct. That a person who would be shoel just to like, you know, make a learner lesson, you don't have 10 days. Let's see. How do we know that he's wrong? So, Mesiv, Rav Kahana, v'machareish yacharish la'isha. Okay? The pasuk there says that if the woman is quiet, if the husband, Aisha here is the husband, her husband, right? So what happens? So what happens if he's quiet? So the assumption is, if he's quiet, it becomes mukuyam, right? When he doesn't say anything, so it automatically, as we said before, we've talked about a million times, that saying nothing, being shosek, allows it to be mikuyam, right? So, says the Gemara, and again, in that scenario, that's when, when he's quiet, the pasuk seems to be saying, it becomes mikuyam. So, b'shosek amanasa make it a kasa b'daber. So the Gemara wants to say, what's the case that the Torah is talking about? Right, that is the case of Rabbi Chanina had mentioned that the person's quiet, but he's quiet to teach her a lesson. And what's the conclusion of the pasuk? It's mekuyam, meaning the fact that he's quiet, he doesn't get 10 days. Right, if he's quiet, can someone, you have the full pasuk there? Right, so the pasuk is b'yom shamo, and b'yom shamo is quiet. What happens? And again, make sure you have the nikudos, right? Isha, her husband, right? So if he's quiet that day, what happens? B'yom shamo, v'hekim, it's called darah, then it's mekuyim. So if you want to argue, this is the case of shoshik, I'm an ask lamekat, so what happens? Then Rabbi Chanina is incorrect. What's the problem? No, you have to prove it, that this is talking about shoshik, I'm an ask lamekat. How do you know that? So Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know. So ata omer b'shosik amnas l'mekat. Oh, eno ela b'shosik amnas l'kayim. Right? Maybe you tell me. No, I could just say, what do you mean? I'll tell you, read the pasuk the way we always read it, which was that's a regular case of you're shosik because you agree, right? And that's the point. If you're shosik because you agree, you want to be makayim. You just didn't say anything. You're just shosik. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. Hachareish hachareish la'isha b'yom shamo, and it's makayim. Okay. So the Gemara says, no, like, it can't. It doesn't mean that. Why? Because she omer ki acharish la. Right? We have another pasuk that says within the same sequence that says when he's quiet, right? When the husband is quiet, doesn't say anything. Hare b'shosik amanas l'kayim akasim medaber. Right. So we already have another pasuk that says that if he's macharish, then what happens? Then it's mekuyam on the same day. So if you already have one pasuk that tells me that when he's quiet, it's mekuyam, and now I have another pasuk that tells me that if he's macharish, it's mekuyam. So they won't be talking about, they're not, both pasukim are not there to tell me the same case, right? So that's harib shosik amanas l'mekat l'kayim akasim b'daber. That pasuk is talking about shosik amanas l'kayim. Aha mani makayim yacharish yacharish la'isha b'shosik amanas l'mekat akasim b'daber t'yufta. So again, if you have two separate psukim that teach me the same exact halacha, what must be the case? They're not teaching me the same halacha. Each one's there to teach me a different case. One is to teach me hashosek amanas l'kayim, and one is there to teach me hashosek amanas l'mekat. So what do you see? That's a pretty good proof that it must be that what the Torah is trying to do is disprove. Shema, you might have said such a thing like Rabbi Chanina. What do you mean? I was just being quiet because I wanted to make her put her on the hot seat and make her feel nervous. It's, no. Even in such a case, you know, Vekim is called Dara. It becomes Mekuyam. Yeah?
Maybe that's the Rish and the Sefer, the same Pasuk.
Same Pasuk, yeah.
The Rish and the Sefer.
Yeah, yeah, good. So, right. But the point is, why use the language, why place this language multiple times? I don't need it. It's so many times. Good. Thank you. Good. So the Gemara says, so Tiyufta. So what, when the Gemara, by the way, when the Gemara brings a Masiv, it tries to disprove someone. It tries to use that Masiv as a contradiction. And ends with Tiyufta, it means accepted. Right? It's been accepted as a Tiyufta. We have, successfully challenged and contradicted Rabbi Chiya. But even so, the Gemara wants to try this. By the way, V'lokim haba shosik amanasakayim haba shosik stan. Right? So why don't you say, well, couldn't I respond to you? No, I know there's two sets of languages, hacharish. Why not say that one is shosik amnasakayim, one is where he's quiet because he actually has a mind to be makayim, and one is she has a mind, he's quiet with nothing in mind. Right? Shosik stam. Who says it's shosik amnasalamekat? Maybe it's just those two cases. So answers the Gemara, no, cry you say right, Ksive. Right? No, there's still a third pasuk, meaning a third pasuk, a third language. How many times does the word hacharish appear? Three times. Hacharesh, Yacharesh, and Im Hacharesh. Right? You have it three times. So Arki Hacharesh. So you have it three times. Look at the Ran. Kra Yaseiri Ksiv. Three lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. We write Talasa Kra Ksiv. Ksive Hacharesh, Yacharesh, Trey, Ki Hacharesh, La, Hatlasa. Right? See it three times. And so therefore, now you really can't tell me, that's talking about anything else. It could be all three cases that's talking about. The bottom line is in every single one, all in the same pasuk. As you noted, it's telling me that it's mekuyim. Fine. So we successfully, contradicted Rabbi Hanin. Fine. Even though the Gemara already successfully contradicted Rabbi Chaya, they're going to do it again. Why? For good measure. Because if we have another opportunity, you might as well. No, not just you might as well. It's meaning you would want to prove your point. If you have another proof, bring another proof. And that way, we'll be left without any doubt that Rabbi Chiya is incorrect. Fine. So it says the Gemara again. Mesev Rava. So now Rava is going to try. Nadra im chashecha. If she takes a net there close to Shkia. Okay, it's at the end of the day. So mefer la ad shelo chashecha. He's allowed to go ahead and do hafara until it gets mamish dark, until the day's over. And we're talking about Shabbos, I believe. So take a look at the Ran, Mesiv Rava, Nadra im Chashecha. This is the first wide line. Afagav de Atusav Chadazman, he's pointing at this point. We already did a Mesiv, eh? Mosvina Nalei Su, we do it again. We give another tiyufta. Why? Benafkamina di im meshkechinan piruka be'ahid el akasi havehach tiyufta. Right? Because let's say someone comes to come along. The Jewish people are smart. There's going to be some Talmud Chacham is going to come and try to attack our attack. So we'll bring another one just in case to make it clear. Right? And what's the case? The case is this case which we had all the way back on Tesvav on the base, that she takes the neder im chashecha, so you can be mefila ad shelo chashecha. And why is that? She im lo hefer v'chashecha ein yachal hafer, because if it gets dark and he didn't do hafara, so then he can't be mefer anymore. So take a look at the Ran. She im lo hefer v'chashecha ein yachal hafer, time ad yahiv lamaydim mefirin b'shabbos. Right, this is the reason why we allow him to be mefer even on Shabbos. Afil l'shalol l'tzorach haShabbos, even though the hafara has nothing to do with Shabbos per se. Let's say the nether is not related to Shabbos, but she made the nether on Shabbos, and he wants to be mefer even on Shabbos. L'fi sha'asha overas. And the point is that the time is passing, so even though typically you wouldn't be mefer nedarim on Shabbos, but in this case, the time is going to pass, it's going to get dark, and therefore, and Shabbos will be over, and then the day's over, and then he's out of luck. So we allow him to be mefer even on Shabbos. Okay. Fine. So ask the Gemara the following. Am I? Meaning, what do you mean once it gets dark, he can't be mefer anymore? Right? Meaning, why don't you just tell me this case, what's the case? The case is, let's just say you didn't want him to be mefer on Shabbos. So for whatever reason. And you want him to be fine. But after Shabbos, he can be mefer. Fine. So what was his reasoning for his silence here? Because he wants to be mekayim? No. He's just quiet because of Shabbos. He's just waiting until Shabbos is over. He's waiting until Abdullah. Right? So his shtika is obviously not for the purposes of being mekayim. And nevertheless, what does the Bryce say? He has to get it in. We let him get it in, even on Shabbos. Right? Because otherwise, it'll be mekuyim. What do you mean? This is a great example of a person who's being quiet, clearly, maybe Beferish would say, he's being quiet because he's not allowed to be mefer, let's say. It has nothing to do with the fact that he wants it to be mekuyim. And every time we go, I don't care. Once the time's up, time's up. If that's true, then how could it be true that a person who's quiet because he wants to make her sit on it is going to be, is going to have 10 days? Can't be. You just see a case where the clock runs out. Even though it's obvious the guy is interested in being mefer. So look at the Ran. V'amai lahavi kishotzikam nasa mekat. Di amar v'shotzikam nasa mekat matzi mefer. If you're going to tell me the halacha is, like Rabbi Chiya, that if you're shotzik because you want to, again, let her sit on an event, but eventually you're planning to be mefer, then you can be mefer in such a way. L'fisha osu akama lo haisa al das shi iskayim haneder. Right? Because your hakama the end of the day was not on, but not with the mind to be mekayim the neder. Kol shegain di hava amrei rabbanan de enu meifin nedarim she'en l'tzarech haShabbos. And certainly, you know, whether what the rationale here would be, like maybe it's like a hachana for after Shabbos, whatever you're like, you did the rabbanan, not to be made for on Shabbos. But the point is, so certainly when the Chazal tell you you can't be made for nedarim because it's not l'tzarech haShabbos, to have a mitzvah meifer mishachashcha. Then if that's what's going on here, the halacha was that shosik amnas makeup works, right? For 10 days, certainly you'd be able to be mekayim din derabanan and not be made for on Shabbos, and then get a chance to do it after Shabbos. It would be obvious. To hamayde shosik b'Shabbos la mishum kiyum, because the reason you were quiet on Shabbos wasn't because of kiyum, and in place lahayyach lahafir, right? It's just because you were not allowed to. Elavadai mashma de kol shtika mikayemis. So rather, what's the halacha? What's coming out clear from here? I don't care what your rationale is. You're quiet. That and the day ends, it's mekuyim, it's over, fine. So and it says the Gemara to Yufta, good job, knocked him out. Okay, one more time. Meisiv Ravashi. So now Ravashi is going to try. Yodea ani sheyesh nedarim, aval eni yodea sheyesh mefirin. So Ravashi says, Meisiv Ravashi, yodea ani sheyesh nedarim. Look at the Ran. She nedarim she nadri ishti. Hav nedarim. So the guy says, I know that they're nedarim, that my wife was nadra, and I know that she went ahead and she was, I know they're nedarim, but I don't know. So he says, I know they're nedarim. Ava eni yodeya sheyesh mefirin. Look at the Ran. Ava eni yodeya sheyesh mefirin. Biyom sheshamati lo hayiti yodeya shaba yachal hafer nidra ishto klal. Meaning, I knew she was baking nedarim. I didn't know I had this. This power that was handed to me. I never learned Maseches Nedarim, and I don't pay attention so much when the turn's leaning. So I didn't know, even all the Mappy case, I wasn't noticing so much. And so I don't know. So I didn't know. I didn't know I was allowed to do this. Okay. So again, sorry. Ravashi, Meis Ravashi, Yodei Ani Sheyesh Nedarim Aval Eini Yodei Sheyesh Mefirin. So, good. So yeah, fair. So take a look at the Ran. Besoch osayom shalamad shaba yachal hafer. So during that day, he learned. It's such a halacha. He's allowed to be made fair. Dahu yom havalili day yom shmiya. Okay, so that day, meaning even though it's not the same day that she took the nether, right? But he's learning about it this day, right? So he can be made for that day. Why? Because that day is like for him the yom shmiya. Aval ad hashal lo. But until then, he didn't know about it. The lo mikre yom shmiya. Fascinating. Okay, so he's only going to be considered Yom Shamo when, if he knows that his Shmiya means something. Otherwise, not. Okay, fine. So, but if he says, Yodea ni sheyesh mefirin, aval eini yodea shezeh nadar, but if he says, I know that there's such a concept being made for it, but I don't know that this one was a nether, meaning says the Ran, shezeh min ha-nedarim shabal mefer. I didn't know that this is one of the nedarim which are being made for. If you want to know which nedarim those are, stay tuned. At the beginning of next parak will be this exact question. Which nedarim does it apply to? He says, I knew there's such a thing. I heard about the concept. I do pay attention during learning. So I know there's such a thing, that there's nedarim, and that I can even be made for nedarim. I didn't know which ones. And so I didn't know this one was the correct one. So, so Yodei Ani Sheyesh Mefirin, Aval Eini Yodei Shezeh Nadar. So Rabbi Meir Omer Lo Yafer. So Rabbi Meir says, sorry, you can't be made for that point. So it says the Rani, Achar Yom Shmiya, the Kevin, you can't be made for once the day's over, the day where she actually said it, the day he heard about it. The Kevin She Yodei Hu Shabal Mefer, Nidra Ishto Mikra Yom Shmiya. So the fact that he, knows there's such a concept and he was quiet. Okay, so that's considered Yom Shamo. Okay, v'chacham yomim yafer. The chacham say no. He can still be made for. Why? Says the Ran. The kevin shlo yada hafaras neder ze lo mikra yom shmiya. Because again, extension of the same svara. If he didn't know that he could be made for this neder, so it's ki'ilu, he didn't hear about it until now. Okay, and says the Ran. V'misa deshosik amanasa mekat mefer. If you want to say that someone who's quiet because he's intending to be eventually, to hold her accountable. If she hear about it, she should think about it and worry about it. And then he's going to be made fair. Am I already made fair? Lo yafer. Why should the mayor say you can't be made fair? Dehaihu lo shasak Elimishim Shahai Yodea Shahai Yachol HaFir. But the whole point is that Rameh said, well, he didn't know. So once, as long as he didn't know, he started, so it's Mekuyim. What do you mean it's Mekuyim? A person who's quiet, even with the purpose of being made for later, works, right? Elamai, what do you see? It's not true, right? The time passes. If you heard about it, you know what it is. Then the time passes and it's over. The machlokas here between Rameh and the Chachamim is the fact that he heard about it but didn't know it was the right one considered Shmir or not. That's what this is about. But everyone agrees that if he knows what it is and he's just quiet because you know he wants to hang out and wait and be made for later, it doesn't work. Fine. So the Gemara just says, "If Yamai lahavi kishos gam nasa meikat." That's the Gemara's question. "If Yamai lahavi kishos gam nasa meikat," and the fact that we didn't say that, tiyufta. So you see that this idea of shos gam nasa meikat is no good. We have so many times when we don't like we left with like you know it's not clear what the conclusion is here. Here it is, very clear. Three times the charm. Have a chazaka. Sorry, Rabbi Chanina. Nice idea, but we are not going with the shos gam nasa meikat thing. And Hajjan Allah. Nairi Mirasa, we will begin the 10th parak tomorrow.